Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Yes, sir! Good morning, family. Stephen Langford in with you on the pregame show. And it only took 4 minutes and 27 seconds in the game, but Steph Curry made history last night. Now, this is the call from Tim Roy. You can hear Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, right here on 95.7 The Game for every Warriors game. And I wanted to give you the full call, not some 10-15 second snippet. I wanted to give you the entire call of Tim Roy when Steph Curry breaks the all-time three-point record.
Wiggins comes across, working on Fournier, up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry. And when you consider he has many more years in his career, he might be setting a record that may never be broken. Draymond Green, Stephen Curry hugged down the floor. An intentional foul by the Warriors. They're going to stop the game, and the ball will go to number 30. Standing ovation here at Madison Square Garden.
It's emotional.
It is emotional. His dad's here to see it. His college coach, Bob McKillop, is here to see it. Larry Riley, the general manager of the Warriors, who drafted Stephen Curry, is here to see it. Steph's mom is here as well. Handshakes and hugs from his teammates, from every coach. Big long hug from Steve Kerr, a great shooter in his own right. And the most threes in NBA history belong to Stephen Curry.
After that moment last night, we've been talking about it all week. And I think that, not even just all week, we've been talking about it ever since last week before that Blazers game. And it got fatiguing. right? I got a lot of texts on the text line when I did ask, has this three-point record talk just gotten old? Do you just want to move on with it? And a lot of people were saying that. Draymond Green was saying that after the Indiana Pacers game, where he was just saying, look, we just want to get this over with. We want to put it behind us. But when it happened yesterday, the fact that it happened in front of Ray Allen, when you had Reggie Miller on the call, like Tim Roy just mentioned, Larry Riley being there, his former college coach, his dad, Pete Davidson. Oh, man, Pete Davidson was in the crowd. I was just thinking, oh, all right, cool, sweet. But that moment at MSG, though, when he knocked down that shot, when he knocked down that first three, when it was just straight up, he's taking the ball up the court, Draymond Green sets a screen, he goes behind the screen, and boom, pops off the shot from deep. It was the template for these three-point shooters in today's game. That's what, you know, all the guys do. Trae Young, Dame Lillard, all of them. And then that second three that he hits, when he goes down to the low block, sets a screen on Evan Fournier, and it's a play that's normally ran for Andrew Wiggins to get a shot up, which he had a one-on-one opportunity still with Fournier because Steph set that screen to give him a little bit more time and give him some space right there on the elbow. But instead, Steph had a little bit of room because Alec Burks just thought that was the play that they were running where Wiggins was going to go try to score. Alec Burks leaves him a little bit of room. Wiggins passes it off, and Steph Curry gets the three. But the emotion that he had last night, and that everybody had, Steve Kerr when he gave him the hug, Draymond Green gave him the hug, brings emotion to you as a Warrior fan. I mean, with me, I've always considered Barry Bonds to be the greatest athlete that I've ever watched, but I'm also 28 years old. The dude was winning MVPs when I wasn't even born, or when I was just born. I guess I was just a few months old. He was winning MVPs when I was a few months old. But it's so special when you can watch a player grow up and go through so many, it overcomes so many different hurdles throughout his career, starting out with the injuries and then getting to the point where he's winning back-to-back MVPs, the second of which was unanimous, then going on to be on a championship team that makes it to five straight finals and winning all those championships and then setting all those records, the single season three-point record, continuing to shatter all these other records within the three-point realm, but making it to the all-time record, beating Ray Allen, and the fact that he's still going to be going, and I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's much of a chance of him slowing down, but that moment last night, outside of, you know, it being at Chase Center in front of Warrior fans, that felt like it went just as well as it could go. Felt like that moment was just perfect because the crowd over there, I don't know how much of it was Knicks fans. And that game last night, I mean, after Steph knocked down that three, again, like I mentioned to start off the show, it happened 4 minutes and 27 seconds into the game. You know, the rest of the 43 minutes of, or the rest of the 43 minutes of that game, not that great. Not that great. The Warriors do get the win, but the Knicks were without some of their good players due to them being on the COVID-19 health and safety protocol list, so they weren't playing in that game. They were missing R.J. Barrett, which is a much-needed piece that's needed there. Julius Randle scored 31 points in that one. Damian Lee hit a couple of big shots down the stretch, but they only shot 36%, the Knicks did, and they didn't really have much of a chance, and the air kind of got sucked out of the building after he knocked down that three. But Steph Curry, for me, he has to be the greatest athlete that I've ever seen. Just the way that he's able to do it. And if he gets to that 4,000 mark, that 4,000 mark with threes, I really don't think anyone's touching that. I know a lot of people think it will be broken. Hell, Draymond said on his podcast recently that he thinks it's going to be broken, and he used Trae Young as an example. And I get that, but I also feel like within the next 15 years. I don't know how long Steph's going to play, but within the next 15 years, by the time Steph is retired and these guys that we're all talking about, the Dames, the Trae Youngs, the, I don't know, even Doncic's, like, when these guys are old veterans, I don't know if they're going to be knocking down threes at the clip that they're not, that Steph's been knocking them down. Still doing it at this age. Having the fitness that Steph has. You know, Kyle Korver, I could see players turning into Kyle Korver where really he's just a three-point specialist. And there were times toward the end of his career where he was one of the most deadly three-point shooters in the game. But that's all he could do. And sometimes he was very limited because they'd just be blocking his three-point shot. That doesn't really happen with Steph, even though he gets double and triple teamed the entire time. I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't see anyone breaking this record as long as the number continues to climb, just because he's done it in so many fewer games than these other guys. But it was just such a special moment last night with his dad being there and then celebrating with his mom. Again, like I mentioned, Reggie Miller and Ray Allen, them gifting him a jersey with 2,974 on it. It just seemed like it meant so much. And to do it in Madison Square Garden, it's just, it's funny how things work out like that. How Dell and Sonya mentioned in an interview when, you know, they were playing in the playoffs and Seth and Steph were playing each other and they were asking who would you root for, and they were in the headlines. They said that Steph was going to go to New York. They wanted Steph to go to New York. They didn't even know where Golden State was. They didn't even know. They were hoping that he was going to be on the Knicks. And then it turns out that he has, you know, that 54-point game a few seasons into his career, his breakout game, and then he gets it done over in Madison Square Garden where the crowd was super loud. And shout out to Steve Kerr for being able to call that timeout. And also shout out to the NBA for letting them celebrate for so long. It was a 3.5-minute timeout. So shout out to them. It was just a special, special moment, I thought. And you know, if it would have happened in, let's just say, Indiana, it would have been real cool. But there wasn't the reception that he would have gotten. It wasn't on, it was on national TV, but it was on ESPN. It wasn't on TNT when you had, you know, Shaq and Charles Barkley talking at halftime or after the game. And of course, if you were tuned into NBC Sports Bay Area, you had Bonte Hill and Darrell Wright and Chris Mullen. So it was just cool, man. You know, it's one of those moments where you just take a step back and you realize that you're watching history. And that's the type of play right there, where you're going to be watching that highlight for a very long time. For a very long time. You're going to be seeing Steph at Madison Square Garden knocking down that three off of an Andrew Wiggins pass, which never happens. They were joking about that after the game. They said, yeah, we run that play all the time. Wiggins never passes that up. He's always going to take the shot. Then Wiggins said, you know, he had a little bit of room, and he was going to break a record. Why not give it to Steph in that situation? Might as well. But speaking of the atmosphere at Madison Square Garden, we'll get to everything that Steph Curry had to say in the next segment. But here's what Steve Kerr had to say about the atmosphere at MSG.
The moment was spectacular. It's an incredible shot. You know, it was kind of a fadeaway high arcing three. So it was the degree of difficulty was there, and the crowd was anticipating it. And then the aftermath was more emotional than I expected it to be. You know, it was just an outpouring of love and support for Steph from seemingly everybody in the building. So beautiful, beautiful moment.
From the 415. Tom Brady's the greatest athlete I've ever seen. Remember, he's from the Bay Area, too, and he's playing football at 44 years of age, a very physical game, and he's killing it. Don't get me wrong, I love Steph, but as far as the greatest athlete, I have to give it to Tom, considering his odds when he first entered the league, and that's a totally fair point. Totally fair point. From the 408, this is Big D from Hollister. Tell me why three of the most notable individual records are held in the Bay Area. Most career three-pointers, home runs, and touchdowns. Bay Area, stand up. And oh yeah, Tom Brady's from here too. Something's in the water down here. I don't know what it is, but Bonte tweeted that out yesterday. And that's so cool to think about, the home run record. I mean, every record that Jerry Rice has, and then Steph Curry had the three-point record. It is really cool. It is really cool. From the 574, the most impressive part of Steph breaking his record is that he broke it on a dynasty-level team. If the record is ever broken, it will be because someone is taking 15 to 20 threes a night on a bad team. Even so, I don't know. I don't see this happening where someone can actually break this record that Steph Curry's about to set. And we'll get to what Draymond Green and everyone else had to say on the other side. But this is a record where it feels like it's easy to say, oh yeah, someone's going to break it just because of all the three-pointers that are taken. But all I think it takes is one coach who figures out some sort of secret way to guard the three. And then when that gets out into the NBA, then they take that and they copy it and make it their own. And then all of a sudden, oh, we're not shooting three-point shots at the rate that we're shooting them now. You know, I'm banking on that in a weird way. I'm banking on the fact that the game can evolve and defenses can evolve to where they're not letting these guys just hawk up 20 threes a game. I think that that's where the game is headed personally, and I think that's how the evolution of sports works, because when one thing is happening either too much or too little, you try to find a way to change that. And if a bunch of threes are happening in this game, I don't know. What if it gets to the point where they move the three-point line back? There's so much that can happen by the time Steph's career is all said and done, because you know, at this point, when he's 33 years old, 32, 33 years old, shoot, man, I don't know when he's going to be done playing. I don't know what the number's going to be at. I think that he could break 4,000. I just think a lot has to go right for these other players in order for them to even come close to where Steph is at. But let's get to what Steph had to say on the other side, because there are a lot of cool moments at MSG last night. So we'll get to all that. Steve Lightford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We'll be right back.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Now, normally on Wednesday, we would do the doghouse and mark your words, but that's going to be moved to tomorrow. It's too important, and I want to play this for you one more time. The full call, and I'm actually going to play it once more later in the show for the new crowd that's coming in at 5:30 in the morning, because that's the unique thing about this 5 a.m. show, is that there are people getting into their car minute after minute after minute. Now, is it a guarantee they're turning it to 95.7 The Game, so listen to me? No, not at all. But that's why I do replay this stuff so much. It's because there's always a new crowd coming in this early in the morning. But let's play it one more time. Steph Curry makes history at Madison Square Garden. From the 510, Steven and Hercules. He says, every time I say MSG, it reminds him of Chinese food. So let's just, I'll call it Madison Square Garden from now on. Steph Curry making history last night. Here's the full call from Tim Roy.
Wiggins comes across, working on 48. Up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry. And when you consider he has many more years in his career, he might be setting a record that may never be broken. Draymond Green, Stephen Curry hugged down the floor. An intentional foul by the Warriors. They're going to stop the game, and the ball will go to number 30. Standing ovation here at Madison Square Garden.
It's emotional.
It is emotional. His dad's here to see it. His college coach, Bob McKillop, is here to see it. Larry Riley, the general manager of the Warriors, who drafted Stephen Curry, is here to see it. Steph's mom is here as well. Handshakes and hugs from his teammates, from every coach. Big, long hug from Steve Kerr, a great shooter in his own right. And the most threes in NBA history belong to Stephen Curry.
Pete Davidson is there. Yeah, that's going to get me every time. But that was so cool. Just how all the fans were reacting at that night. And my question to you, and this is going to be the question I want to ask throughout the show, because this is the one question that's looming on my mind right now. Is the record going to be broken? Is that record ever going to be broken when it's all said and done? None of us can tell, you know, what Steph Curry is going to do for the rest of his career. And, you know, maybe it's too soon to do this. Maybe it's too soon to have this conversation, but I do want to have it right now. What were your emotions last night? But also, is this record unbreakable here? Will anybody at least come close to it, do you think? Or is this something where Steph Curry just stands alone? He's the only guy up there at the top of the leaderboard. No one's even gonna sniff it. Where are you at 888-957-9570? But with how cool that moment was at Madison Square Garden, with the crowd getting on their feet every time Steph was going to hit a three, and he did it within 4 minutes and 27 seconds of the game at the 7:33 mark. But that reaction and the anticipation there, knowing that he was going to hit that three at some point in the game, it just felt different than these past few games. Felt different than that game in Philadelphia on Saturday. It felt different than that game in Indiana on Monday night. Felt different last night, though. It just felt right that he was going to hit that second three right there. And then to do it on a play which is purely set up just to get Andrew Wiggins a post-up look at the elbow, posting up a guard, Evan Fournier, and then he could get up a shot, but instead he passes it to Steph, who has a little bit of daylight because Alec Burks thinks Andrew Wiggins is going to shoot the ball. It was special, man. And the way that he was able to do it, it's just, he's had to overcome a lot in terms of the old crowd, the traditional NBA crowd, getting used to the fact that the three-point shot was taking over the game. It was very hard for them to do that. That's all the, like, anytime the legends speak out about the game and, you know, their disdain for that 3-point shot, thinking that, you know, thinking that Steph's the GOAT, even though that didn't come from a legend, but that came from Rob Parker. That's always going to stick with me. But that transition, it's hard for these former athletes to accept change, but Steph managed to change their mind. He got them to the point where Shaq is calling him his favorite player in the NBA, and we all know how much Shaq loves the big man and watching the big man work, and he's critical of the big man in the game. Same thing with Charles Barkley. It took a while for him to come around, but eventually they realized, oh, we're seeing something with this guy, Steph Curry, that we haven't seen before. He's shooting this 3-point shot, this shot that gets you one more point than just, say, a regular old layup or dunk. Oh, he's doing this efficiently. And he's knocking them down at a clip that's even higher than some guys are shooting in a game just from the field overall. It took a while, but he changed their minds. And I think there's so many things that we could pinpoint for Steph and his legacy when we do talk about him. But that's one of the things that I will, you know, mention 20 to 30 years down the line, is he managed to form a new point in basketball, damn near revolutionized the game, and somehow made these legends who were just not about it, he changed their minds. And he made you realize, oh, you could play the game this way. Now, granted, there are a lot of people who still don't like the way the game's played, a lot of people who still don't like that this 3-point shot is so prevalent in today's game, and, you know, they just go on one side and they just make one pass and then someone just chucks up a three. But the way that the Warriors do it, the way that they, you know, the run the off-ball movement for Steph, the way that they set screens, it's such a beautiful brand of basketball to watch. And Steph, they built this team around him, the way that they play around him. You know, when the Warriors started this brand of basketball, you can't help but look at Steph Curry as that reason why. There's just so much to like about this dude. So much. Here's what Steph Curry had to say last night about just his celebration after he hit that breaking three.
It was a beautiful, I'll call it, ending to this last week, and the build up to getting this number, and it was a special atmosphere. I knew the Garden would deliver in terms of just how iconic this place is, but I can't say it enough. I appreciate so much the way the fans embraced the moment with me and let me just kind of get lost in it. And I could feel it once I took the shot on the wing, and it felt good, looked good in the land. It felt like we were at home. And I didn't really realize that we were going to foul and that there was going to be a timeout and all that. It was just a special moment for sure that I appreciate and I'll remember for the rest of my life in terms of what it means to me to pass Ray, a guy, him and Reggie, and guys I looked up to coming into the game. So definitely special.
And then I mentioned that, you know, if it didn't happen at Chase Center, it felt like Madison Square Garden was the next best place because everyone wanted to be there. Everyone wants to go to New York, travel to New York. You know, maybe they could go out to dinner after the game, do whatever they want to do. Plus, they get to watch Steph break the 3-point record. It felt like it was the second best place. And then Steph talked about that after the game.
I talked to Ray last week, and he mentioned just make it your own. Like, no right way, wrong way to celebrate. It's just what, you know, how you feel that moment. And that's exactly what happened. I'm sure as days go on, I'll kind of go back to that moment and relive the emotions of it, because it was like that. It was really, really awesome. So if you can't do it at home, this is definitely a great plan B.
From the 8-3-1, Dub Nation, all roses won when Steph made the game-breaking 3-pointer in celebration. From the 5-1-0, imagine how many he'd have if he never got hurt early on in his career or a couple of years ago. The 209, the only person who has a chance of coming close or even breaking the record will be Steph's son in the near future. That's it. Also from the 707, no one will catch Steph, but Ray Allen and Reggie Miller left in the dust by a lot of others. I think Dame has like 2,100 or something. Well, how it goes is within the top 10, you got Steph, Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, James Harden right now, who has 2,509. He has 2,500, and he's played in 114 more games, in 114 more games than Steph. That's just crazy. Then you got Kyle Korver, Vince Carter, Jason Terry, Jamal Crawford, Paul Pierce. Dame Lillard, though, is that next up. He's 10th on the list at 704 games, and he's made 2,114. So he's got a little ways to go, but I do think eventually he's going to be passing up Reggie Miller. I won't be surprised if we see Dame at least at number three on that list. But Steph is still going. That's the craziest part. After knocking down another five threes last night, going 5 of 14, he's been averaging 5.5 per game. So that's perfect around that number. But at 2,977, I think you could go farther. What does Draymond Green think? Well, he thinks that Steph could get to a certain milestone, which is a big number. But what does Draymond say? We'll get to that on the other side. Plus, we'll continue to get to more Steph Curry sound and what he had to say after the game. All right, we'll get to more of that next. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Let's be real.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Stephen Langford in with you. 95.7 The Game. 888-9570. 888-957-9570 is the number that I meant to go with. Excuse me, I got distracted here because I'm trying to do some quick math on Steph Curry here. Because there are a lot of numbers being thrown around about where he can possibly get to. And we'll get to those numbers in just a second. But just one more time. I promise. This is the last time I'm going to play it. Might play it one more time before we get out of the show. But Steph Curry breaks the all-time three-point record, passing Ray Allen.
Wiggins comes across, working on 48. Up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry. And when you consider he has many more years in his career, he might be setting a record that may never be broken. Draymond Green, Stephen Curry hugged down the floor. An intentional foul by the Warriors. They're going to stop the game, and the ball will go to number 30. Standing ovation here at Madison Square Garden.
It's emotional.
It is emotional. His dad's here to see it. His college coach, Bob McKillop, is here to see it. Larry Riley, the general manager of the Warriors, who drafted Stephen Curry, is here to see it. Steph's mom is here as well. Handshakes and hugs from his teammates, from every coach. Big long hug from Steve Kerr, a great shooter in his own right. And the most threes in NBA history belong to Stephen Curry.
Just chills. Chills throughout that moment, throughout that entire timeout. Because once he knocked down that first three, after seeing what happened in Indiana on Monday night, where he had just a couple of easy, open, really practice looks. You know, looks that you take before the game, warm-up looks, and then he just doesn't knock them down. Then you're just thinking, okay, something's not right here. You could tell he's clearly in his head. And the fact that he had, what, seven more to go from that game, you could just tell that he's probably not going to be breaking the record. He's going to be close, but doesn't look like he's going to knock down seven threes in this one. But then you get to Madison Square Garden, and when he hit that three to tie the record, where Draymond sets a screen, Steph goes around it and just shoots a deep three because no one can contest that ball. That was vintage Steph Curry right there. So he knocks that one down. And then with 7 minutes and 33 seconds left to go in the first quarter, already he's tied the record. Everybody, when he gets the ball in his hands, they're on their feet and he's ready for that big moment. And then when they draw up the play, that is specifically meant for Andrew Wiggins to go and score from the elbow, that's where Steph knocks it down because Andrew Wiggins decides to pass for the first time out of that sequence. It was just a cool moment, man. And everybody in the crowd, I've been saying that constantly, but what else is there to say about it other than to describe that moment as cool, iconic? It gave you chills, and just knowing that you're watching a guy who was making history and he did it with the Golden State Warriors, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. But Draymond Green spoke after the game, and here's what he had to say just about Steph and the atmosphere, Madison Square Garden, all of it.
Anytime you have the opportunity to play in the Garden, it's special. You had an opportunity to break an all-time record here. That takes things to new heights, you know, just to a totally different level. So I don't think there's any better place in the world where it could have happened than in Madison Square Garden. So it's very special. I think the only thing missing for me is Clay not being here. Just the road traveled to get here. Clay was a huge part of that. You know, if anything could have been different, it was that. But other than that, very, very, very special night for a special person, for a special player. Very special. It was great to be a part of.
And then Draymond said this about where Steph will get to with his threes.
For him to do it in 789 games, almost half of what Ray did it in, is insane. And obviously, the game changed. You know, so Ray didn't shoot as many threes and stuff and all of that. But for him to accomplish that in such a short amount of time, with still so much more to go, telling somebody the other day, I think he'll end up ultimately beating it by 1,000 or more. I have no doubt he'll probably get the 4,000 threes in his career.
4,000 threes. Now, 4,000 seems like a big number, but if he's going to continue playing, because like he mentioned, Steph is at 789 games right now. 789 games, and of course, barring injury, we know that I guess that has to be mentioned at least once, right? But he's averaging 5 threes a game right now. 5.4 to be exact. And I mean, he was 5 of 14 last night. I believe 5 of 15 the night before in Indiana. But if he's going to have the longevity of, say, a Ray Allen or a Reggie Miller, even if he plays 500 more games this season, or excuse me, in his career, good Lord, 500 more games in his career, then he'd be at 1,289. Ray Allen played 1,300. Reggie Miller played 1,389. And if you do the quick math on that, if you average five threes a game and you're playing in 500 more of those, that's 2,500. 2,500. 2,500 more threes. You add that up, 2,500 plus 2,977. What do you get? You're in the 5,000s, folks. You're at 5,477. Now, is he going to be knocking down 5 threes a game? I don't know. Is he going to have the longevity of Ray Allen and Reggie Miller? I don't know. But we've been talking about 4,000, 4,000, 4,000. Right now, he's on pace to shatter his single-season record. He's knocked down 402 before, and if he continues on the pace that he's on, currently he has 145 this season. If he continues on the pace that he's on, he's on pace. This is crazy. He's on pace to hit 447 threes this year. 447 if he continues on the pace that he's on. That's just insane. I mean, these numbers here, 4,000? All right. 4,000 seems... I mean, someone said here, it's inevitable. 5,000 is absolutely possible. I think that's where I'm at, 510. I think that's where I'm at. It's crazy when you look at these numbers that he's throwing around here. Wow. And it's also kind of weird to think. It feels like Steph's been in the league for like 5-6 more years than Dame Lillard. It feels like he's been in the league for far longer than Dame Lillard has. But Dame Lillard's been in the league since 2012 and 2013, and he's played just 79 games less than Steph. Isn't that crazy? From the 510, if he averages 4 threes a game for the rest of his contract, he's there. I mean, 4 threes. That's what he needs to average. And his numbers have just continued to go up year after year after year. I mean, he was averaging 2-2-2 for the first three seasons of his career, and then we know the injuries hampered him. But then after that, the numbers started to go up. Then you started to see 3, 3.5, 3.3, 3.6. Then when you get to 2015, 2016, 5, 4.1, 4.2, 5, 2.4 in that season, the shortened season, of course. But then he goes 5.3 last year, 5.4 this year. Man, if he stays within that 4-5 range, 5,000 certainly isn't out of the realm of possibility. Certainly isn't. And when we're talking about longevity and Steph playing, you know, I don't know, till he's 40, let's just say that. Well, here's what Steph had to say about the longevity of his game.
I think everybody talks about what the greatest shooter ever and all that conversation. You know, my respect for Reggie and Ray, guys who set the bar for what it meant to be a sharpshooter, to have the longevity as well. And for me, I've tried to own that in my journey in terms of range, volume, efficiency. All those things go into it. So I pride myself on shooting a high percentage. I pride myself on allowing that to help us win games. And now I can pride myself on the longevity of getting to that number that, that Ray set and hopefully pushing it to a number that nobody can reach. We'll see what happens. But that's something that the balance of volume and efficiency for me is the standard that I wanted to set. And I never want to call myself the greatest shooter until I got this record. So I'm comfortable saying that now.
Think about that. The humility that Steph has had throughout his career. And I'm going to play a cut from Bob Myers yesterday, Warriors president of basketball operations, as well as the general manager. But he joins Bonte and Shasky on the morning roast for the executive show, as him and Zaza Pachulia both do. But we had Bob Myers on yesterday, and I want to get to a specific clip that he had about Steph in just a second. But now we're seeing a side of Steph that really, you know, we've seen a little bit before. The single season record, once he broke that, you know, after a while, it became kind of, you know, he's just going for the championship. He's not really going for records here. But this one, with how much it meant to him yesterday, with how emotional that he got, the fact that he did it in front of Ray Allen and Reggie Miller, two guys who I'm sure he's idolized in his career, that as well as Allen Iverson. But the way that he was reacting to that three-pointer last night, it meant something to him. It meant something. Now, you're at the point where the number's just going to go up, and you just want to win championships. But by the time he's, you know, on the back nine of his career, whenever that is, and starting to fade out a little bit, maybe the contract's coming to an end, and he wants to spend time with family and doesn't want to spend, you know, more than half a year just training for basketball. Once he feels like his time is up, I mean, Steph is going to be knocking down threes at a crazy rate, I think, toward the, when, you know, when he's at the point where he's just okay, where he's just thinking, okay, I want to get that number up. I want to get that 3-point number up to the point where nobody's going to break it. You know, let's just say Trae Young continues on some insane 3-point trajectory, and Trae Young is starting to come close. That's when Steph is going to start putting up more threes and trying to knock them down, just trying to up that number. But something that Bob Myers had to say, and you hear this so much about Steph, but just how lucky we are in the Bay Area to have this dude as the leader of the team. And really, right now, I think he's the face of Bay Area sports. I don't think that's too far-fetched to say. And it's a good face to have, because when Bob Myers says something like this about Steph, I don't think it's just fluff. I don't think he's just saying it just to say it. Here's what Bob Myers had to say, Warriors president of basketball operations, when he was on the executive show with Bonte and Shasky.
Yeah, he's tremendous. Just a great person. Not a lot of celebrities, I would say, or famous people you meet, you get disappointed, to be honest.
Right.
So I thought this gal was nicer than... Too bad, you know. With him, he's better than you think.
Yep.
The people listening, it's not. There's no, there's no kind of duplicity to this guy. He's what you see, an even better in person.
And that's what's cool, because let's just look at Dame Lillard, for example. if you are going to judge, which no one ever wants to do, but if you're going to try and guess what Dame Lillard's like, you can make the assumption that he's a loyal dude, that he keeps it real, and that, hey, if you're going to talk bleed to him, he's going to talk back. He's not scared to do that. You know, Dame Lillard's that type of dude, and you can get that sense. The sense that you get from Steph is overall that he's just a nice guy and that he seems very approachable, even though he's a superstar. But some of these guys, that's just all fake. You know, that's all put on for the cameras. If you see him, you know, behind closed doors, they could be a totally different person. I think who was the tight end, the former tight end from the NFL, Martellus Bennett. He started going off on Twitter about how none of these athletes are like you think. You may think you know them, but you really don't. Like, Steph has put on this personality that makes you think, oh, he just seems like a cool dude, chill guy off the court. And it turns out that after all these stories that I hear from guys like Bob Myers, from Steve Kerr, from Draymond, from everybody, no one has a bad word to say about this dude. And he's just gone about his business. Now, he's done it in a way where it's, you know, subliminally cocky, you know? So it's at the point where he's not talking trash to you, but when he's shimmying and dancing on the court, that's kind of his way of talking trash, and I like that. But it's just, I don't know. There's so many good things to say about Steph, and it seems like he is that genuine dude that you actually think he is on the court. From the 650, the best part, and this is great, this is a great text, the best part is that his threes came with championships. You know, and you certainly get some threes that are just historic. I mean, Reggie Miller over the Knicks, or Ray Allen when he was on the Miami Heat and he hit that legendary corner three, and they'd been on not Reggie Miller, but they'd been on championship level teams before. But these other guys like Dame, who is coming close, I don't know if they're going to be a championship team by the time that his career is over. They got a lot of work to do over there in Portland. I don't know what's going to happen over there in Portland. James Harden might win a championship with the Nets. Who knows? I mean, Kyrie Irving looks like he might be coming back. The reports are that he is close to returning. He's been in talks with KD, and then he posts that Instagram story of him putting on shoes, and everyone goes nuts because they're thinking that's him telling the world that he's ready to play again in the midst of all these COVID outbreaks that are happening to the point where games are being postponed. We're seeing that, and there's a possibility they could, but I don't think James Harden is going to come close to where Steph is at, especially with the amount of games that he's played. Hey, that number is pretty crazy when you compare Steph's 789 games to James Harden's 903. You know, I don't know if Steph's going to come close to that. Trae Young is the other guy that everybody's talking about as possibly breaking that three-point record. The Hawks could win a championship, but I don't know if they're going to do it the way that the Warriors did, dominating an entire decade. An entire decade where they were just taking over the NBA Finals, and it got to the point where everyone is just saying, all right, let's just watch the Warriors versus LeBron. That's where the league was at, because the Warriors were just that much better than everybody else. That's where it was at. I don't think we're going to see anything like that. From the 408, how about Steph taking a pic with... Exactly. This is the type of stuff I'm talking about. From the 408, how about Steph taking a picture with Julius Randle's son immediately after the game? It's little things like that, man. The little things where Steph is just so courteous to everybody. Did anybody see... I didn't actually see the actual watch, but the Draymond and Andre Iguodala interaction after the game when they were in the hallway and Steph gifted them with engraved Rolexes. Engraved Rolexes. How cool is that? How neat is that? But it's just the type of dude that he is, and the way that he's done it, the way that he's gone about his career. There's a reason that a lot of fans look up to him. And I do think this, though. I forgot which pundit said it, but you know, they were, I think it was Brian Scalabrine, who was on with Steiny and Guru, if I'm not mistaken, and he said that you know, everyone always talks about how Steph is more relatable for the kids, so they're emulating him more than LeBron. And I don't know, he made some sort of, you know, some acidite statement about that, which I just didn't agree with. But when everyone is saying, like, I'm going to be like Steph. No, nobody's going to be like Steph. This dude is one of one. I don't know if we're going to see anything like this again. Maybe we will. I mean, maybe a player will come around. It's just so absolute. And to say, oh yeah, there's never going to be any other player who does this, and I could just be a prisoner of the moment, but I'm fine with being a prisoner of the moment here. From the 510, why Looney not get a watch? He sets plenty of screens. You want the other thing about that last night too, is Looney is the one who took the foul so that they could call a timeout. Because Steve Kerr knew that he was going to call a timeout. There was just going to have to be that one player that had to take a foul. I mean, who more appropriate than Kevon Looney, the guy who's not going to get any recognition for that? Right? I mean, Kevon made that putback layup to win the game, to win the game over the Pacers. And still he didn't get the enough love. Hell, I mean, Kevon Looney, he set that screen to get Steph the game, the record tying three in that game, the one that he missed, and would eventually go on to get the offensive rebound. But Kevon Looney, the little tat 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 that he was playing with Draymond there to get Steph open, it's very unfortunate. That dude is never going to get the credit that he does deserve. From the 510, the word today is immortalized. The little kid from the little college is now a megastar, and that is from Zucci, Maine. Everything that Steph has done, you know, going from Davidson to the point where, you know, other teams draft a guy named Johnny Flynn over Steph. Shout out to you, Minnesota. It's like, oh man, he's just been underrated his entire career up until this point. Now everyone fears this dude. And this season, he's been getting after it on defense. That's the crazy thing, too, about this point in this year, is that he has been very, very good on the defensive end of the ball. He's been scoring at an unreal rate, to the point where he's going to shatter his single season record by the looks of it if he keeps on pace here. But there's a chance. I mean, doing the math again. I'm going to just mention this for the crowd that's just getting into their car right now and hadn't heard it. We're all talking about 4,000 threes, but if you do the math and you get all the numbers involved here, if he averages 4 to 5 threes a game for the rest of his career, and let's just say he plays in 500 more, which would put him right up there with Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. Ray Allen has 1,300 and Reggie Miller has 1,389 games. If you just give Steph 1,200 and he play, or 1,289, if he just plays in 500 more games, this dude's going to be right up there around the 5,000 mark, and not just the 5,000 mark, possibly even 5,500. Like, that's what we're talking here. 4,000 almost seems inevitable at this point. 400, he's on pace to make 447 threes this season. 447! And he doesn't look like he's going to be slowing down anytime soon. And he's got a nice team building around him right now. They're looking very good. You know, Wiggins, Clay, Draymond, and Steph, they make up a majority of the pay. These guys are not highly paid individuals on this team, other than those four there. Whew. Everything that he's done. But shout out to Steph Curry. Shout out to the family, to every Warrior fan out there who's been watching him, who stuck with him even during the time of his injuries. It's just been such a joy to watch this one man, this iconic player. And this is a dude, I don't think anybody's taking him for granted. I really don't. I don't think anybody is overlooking what he's doing. I think we're at the point now where we can just appreciate what we're watching night in and night out with Steph. I don't think anyone is taking it for granted anymore, especially after what he did last night. All right. Let's get to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky. I'm sure they have a lot to say today. Up until 9 o'clock, you got me and producer John Curley behind the glass. And as always, go sports.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.